Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to this edition of Ask Coach Perry. I'm Brad Brown. We've got Lindsay Perry with us today, but he's on the other side of the planet as we record this, sitting in just outside Chicago, Illinois. Lindsay, welcome onto the podcast. Nice to catch up. It sounds like we're almost in the same room, but you are on the other side of the world. Just before we get into today's question, what you in Chicago for?
I'm in Chicago for the World Triathlon Championships, working with one of my athletes in particular over the next 10 days. We're hoping to get on the podium at Under 23 World Champs with Vian Sulvald, and I'll be meeting up with the rest of the team early this coming week, actually, in Chicago itself, as we then just start gearing up with final prep for the actual races.
And you talk about the rest of the team. That's the rest of the South African triathlon team. And I know you're not going to say it, but I'm going to say it. Vian had an absolute phenomenal performance just over a week ago in the penultimate leg of the World Triathlon Series. His best performance yet. I think he picked up a sixth.
Yeah, he picked up sixth, and I mean, still being 22 years of age, people forget that because he has been performing well for a number of years. But 22 years old, sixth in probably the toughest sprint or toughest draft legal race you could possibly get into, with only really three athletes missing from the top 10 in the world. So to get sixth was an absolute breakthrough performance, and we are really, really looking forward to the rest of this year.
Yeah, and I think big sort of props need to go to Richard Murray as well, picking up his second win of his career in that World Triathlon Series. Phenomenal performance, and like you say, pretty much all the big boys were there, so it bodes well a year before the Rio 2016 Olympic Games. Lindsay, into today's question. And it comes from Val Opperman. It's one that we've touched on before, but it does keep cropping up, unfortunately, and a lot of runners do struggle with it. Val wanted to know about ITB. She's struggling big time with ITB, wants to know what causes it and what can she do to prevent it.
Look, there are probably four root causes of ITB, and they probably, most of them link into each other, so it's not a question of one or the other. So, poor biomechanics, it's very definitely an overuse injury, and it's much more prevalent in new athletes than in athletes that have been running for longer. And then the two things that are probably at play that are, when coupled with those two, are inactive glutes and extremely tight hip flexors. So the combination of inactive glutes and the extremely tight hip flexors comes from the rest of our lifestyles, where we spend a hell of a lot of time sitting and we sit with poor posture. Now, as soon as you sit with poor posture and you allow the natural curve of your lower spine to go from concave to convex, in other words, you slump forward in your desk, and you don't keep that nice hollow in your back. As soon as you do that, you switch off your glutes. And so most of us spend an hour to an hour and a half in the car driving to and from work every day. We spend between 6 and 8 hours a day sitting, working at a desk, and we probably spend another hour to 2 hours, 2.5 hours watching TV. All with varying degrees of poor posture, and though that act of sitting also shortens those hip flexors, because we're sitting in a state where our hips are always in a flexed position. Then a lot of people also do cycling as cross training, and it's really good cross training, but it means we put ourselves back in that position where our hip flexors are very tight, and because our glutes are inactive, and you're supposed to use your glutes a lot in cycling, we end up using our hip flexors a lot while we're cycling, which also leads to them getting tightened. So the treatment needs to be to strengthen and activate the glute muscles, to stretch and open up your hips by stretching your hip flexors, and then building up really slowly over time. So if you are new to running and you picked up the ITB, or even if you're not and you picked up the ITB, you will then back off your training a bit and slowly build that up again. And by fixing the hip flexor and the glutes, you'll allow your body to deal with your potential compromised biomechanics much better. So that's a long answer for quite an irritating and simple injury, but you do need to attack it from all sides. Otherwise, it's something that can persist for months.
Brilliant, Lindsay. Thank you very much. Val, thanks for your question as well. Much appreciated. Best of luck. Your ITB is not fun. And if you can get that sorted, you'll be well on your way to comrades again next year. Thanks for being in touch. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.